In Northwest News from KPLU, more than 3,000 people were found sleeping outside in King County during the one-night count of homeless people this past January. That shows a large lack of emergency shelter space. But Seattle faces an additional shortage this coming fall and winter. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
There are two things going on that could contribute to the shortage. The first is that Plymouth Church, United Church of Christ, will not be able to offer emergency shelter for about 50 women from October through December. That's because the church in downtown Seattle is renovating its sanctuary and is crunched for room. The other issue potentially affecting shelter space is that Millionaire Club Charity has decided to use its office for job training in the evenings instead of a place for about 80 men to sleep. The nonprofits Compass Housing Alliance and Operation Nightwatch had been using Millionaire Club's building free of charge to provide the shelter for about 6 years. Rick Reynolds is executive director of Operation Nightwatch. He says he's now looking for a different space.
We are fervently praying and hoping that we'll find some alternative situation. And we're just at the early stages in terms of getting word out.
Reynolds says it can be tough to find new space for shelters because of concerns from nearby residents. And he says it can be tenuous relying on churches and nonprofits to share their space. Ideally, Reynolds says he wishes the city would build more dedicated emergency shelters. City officials are aware of the situation. This Thursday, they'll brief a city council committee about the shelter shortage. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.